Welcome to the podcast we call Soul Chaser, featuring stories from the book by the same name, Soul Chaser. This is Jordan Rich, and by my side is author Lauren Decker. We want to spend time with you today at soul level, awakening our spirits to the simple and beautiful idea that God is love and love is everywhere.
I saw this once before, a picture in my mind, colors in the air.
I'm Jim Deering. Today, we have a story about a young man who persevered through many challenges to share the good news of Jesus to his friends and community. Many of us face challenges in spreading the gospel. Perhaps this story from Soul Chaser.
And now, today's installment of Soul Chaser
will help you with those challenges. Our title, Yosef and the Bible. Yosef was a warrior. He was a hunter. He was a leader of his tribe. He and his family lived deep in the Congo region of the continent of Africa. He had never seen a white person, except for one time when he visited the city of Bakool as a youth. There he had learned that the ways of the white man differed from anything he had ever seen. In that seaport city, money and power were the driving forces that propelled men in their pursuits of wealth and fame. "People look out for only themselves," he said to his parents upon his return to the village. The people of Yosef's tribe were not that way. Everyone had a part to play in the life of the community, from the youngest to the oldest. Each person carried responsibility. No job was unimportant. Yosef was one who hunted game to feed his village. He became expert at tracking wild animals, and the women of the tribe often marveled at the amount of fresh meat he provided at their tables. However, drought came to the region, a seemingly endless dry season that turned the rivers into baked clay. Game became scarce as the animals moved on to higher country. Each hunting trip took Yosef father and father from his village home. One day he found himself in a region he had not traveled before. He was tracking an animal when he noticed a strange new set of tracks nearby. Following them, he happened upon a jeep parked under a shade tree, with a lone white woman dozing in the driver's seat. Yosef was more than curious about the stranger, and he shyly cleared his throat. She awoke with a start, and seeing Yosef, she scrambled to her feet. "Greetings," said the woman in Yosef's own language. She smiled as she spoke. Yosef returned her greeting, but his attention was on the jeep. Seeing his curiosity, the driver, who was a missionary to the region, offered to give Yosef a ride. He accepted, and off they bounded and spun, with Yosef barely hanging on. They returned a half hour later, laughing loudly at their escapade. Together, they shared a humble meal, while the missionary also shared some readings from a little black book she called the Bible. Yosef was enthralled. He had never heard such an amazing truth as that which came from the pages of that little book. "Such a good God," it described, "compassionate and forgiving." His heart beat fast within as he prayed for the first time to this Jesus that the woman spoke of. He felt brand new, and he knew he would never be the same again. Bidding a hasty goodbye, he ran all the way home to his village, preparing to share the good news of Jesus with them. Arriving with much commotion, he summoned the tribe to the center of the village, announcing he had good news to share. As his friends and neighbors came together, he began to tell them of his newfound faith. Instead of receiving the words with gladness, however, dark clouds gathered on the faces of the villagers. They began to shout at Yosef, and then their anger boiled over into violence. They beat Yusuf with rods and whips until he was unable to stand. Dragging him out into the swamp behind the compound, they left him lying in his own blood. Barely conscious, Yosef wondered why his tribesmen had behaved in such a manner. "Maybe I didn't tell it right," he surmised. Rehearsing the details as best he could recall from the lady missionary and her Bible, he summoned up his strength and stumbled back into the village. Expecting to hear an apology, the village people gathered around once again, and once again Yosef began to tell them of God's love. If the first beating wasn't bad enough, the second one was worse. Thinking him to be dead, they heaved his body back into the swamp. Yosef lay there for 2 days. In great pain, he crawled back to the village center and tried again to speak. He told the amazed villagers about God's love and forgiveness. He felt too weak to continue, although he tried hard to give the message as he first had heard it. He instead passed out from exhaustion and pain. However, when he awoke, he was not back in the swamp. He was in his own bed. As his eyes fluttered open, he saw his village friends gathered around his bedside. "You have caused us to believe," said one. "Tell us again of this good news." Today, there stands a church in the center of the village, right where Yusuf had first spoken to his friends on that day when he first heard the gospel. Yusuf is an old man now, but he still serves as pastor to the little village. He preaches the eternal truth from the pulpit of that little church. He carries no ill will for the beatings he took. Instead, he carries his own copy of the little black book that changed his life, the Bible. Your life, not your words, tell the story.
This has been Soul Chaser. We hope this program has caused you to consider the vastness of God's love for you. Nothing is going to change that reality, but love can certainly change you. Remember, love is everywhere, and God is love. For more stories with a purpose, pick up a copy of Soul Chaser, Devotions to Anchor the Soul, available on our website, soulchaserbook.com, or find it at amazon.com. This is Jordan Rich for Lauren Decker and Soul Chaser. See you next time.